fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This entire week we've been talking about the word chosen and what it means to be chosen by God, to become His sons and daughters, and that we're chosen and destined for an ultimate purpose, to share eternal life with God forever in His Son, in the power of the Holy Spirit. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program this week, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there, and if they inspire you, if they touch your heart, tell your friends about them. Ask your friends to tune in. And I want to conclude the program this week on the theme of what it means to be chosen and taking a little bit of a different look at it. All week we've been talking about the reality of what God has done for us in Christ, what that means about my life right here, right now, that something amazing has happened, something beyond my wildest imagination, that I, by God's chosen action, by God's design, His purpose, and His power, He's done something in me. By His mercy and by His grace, He's made me a new creation. He's made me His son. He's made you His daughter. It's God's work, and it's foundational. It's transformational. It's life-changing. It's not just a sentimental thought. It's something I've tried to say all week long. When God speaks, things happen. And when we're baptized into Jesus and His word has laid hold of us, the good news of the saving work of Christ and what He's done for each and every one of us, when that becomes the foundation of our lives, when we've received it in the power of the Holy Spirit, the future has already begun in us. And the really big thing that's going to happen in us, the biggest thing that could possibly happen to us in this world, has already happened. Now, the world doesn't look at it that way. I mean, for us, winning the big lotto, inheriting Bill Gates' fortune, becoming a Super Bowl, All-Pro, whatever, these things we run after, and it's okay to pursue the things of this world in the right way, in the right form. I'm not dissing that. I'm just saying the top of the mountain, best this world can deliver, pales in comparison. In fact, it's all straw. In relationship, it's straw that can be burned. It's just blown away. It's nothing like the eternal gold you've been given in Christ, the treasure, the inheritance, the destiny that belongs to you. It's so sad, friends, when we age, as we get older. I'm 58 now. I'm getting up there. I'm moving right along. As we get older, it's very tempting as our strength begins to fade, as our mind isn't working at the same level maybe, or physically we're dealing with more ailments. Maybe we're already battling terminal illness. The fading of our lives, our being, our physical being, can be discouraging. But friends, for the Christian, it should not be a source of discouragement. I mean, it's understandable on a natural level to battle it. But look, the devil wants to use that to absolutely discourage you and lead you to despair, to cause you to doubt God's love and the fundamental purpose and meaning of your life. And the more TV you watch, and the more we listen to commercials and ads, what's being sold to us is to say, hey, look, we know you feel pathetic. We know you feel bad about what you are. And yeah, you kind of are that way. But hey, if you use this lotion, we're going to make you look young. We're going to make you look 17 and 25 to the time you're 100 years old. Yeah, maybe you're alone now. And if you come and join what we're doing, it's going to make you feel like you belong. If you drive the right car, if you wear the right clothes, if you eat the right food, if you end up in the right neighborhood, all of that is constantly being sold to us, because behind it are psychologists and people that get paid to help marketers understand where are the human vulnerabilities that we can exploit to make money. And when we're fading, as we get older, it's difficult. And we can become easily seduced by that stuff. Friend, don't forget that you carry about in your, yes, your fading glory, a treasure, an eternal treasure in an earthen vessel. That is the truth about who you are. The reason the world today can't die with dignity, And this really gets my blood boiling, friends, to see Catholic politicians, Catholic lawmakers, trumpeting the culture of death. It drives me crazy. They all say the same thing. Oh, you know, I'm personally opposed. I'm personally opposed to abortion. I'm personally opposed to euthanasia. Personally opposed, but publicly, radically trumpeting, full-throated, trumpeting, proclaiming, standing for it, casting votes for it, pushing it forward. But yeah, I'm still a Catholic. No, you're not. No, you're not. It's the culture of death. You become an evangelist for the culture of death. And it's ironic, isn't it? That we'll take public stands and spout off, you know, how important it is that people should have a right to die any way they want to. And we need to change everything our culture understood forever. And you're on the cutting edge of it, something that radically, radically opposes the will of God. And you'll stand up and proclaim it, but you won't say a word publicly about Jesus Christ, or even privately, do you? Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. Every one of us, the scriptures tell us, the saints remind us, every one of us is going to stand before the judgment seat of God. And we're going to give an account for everything that we've said and everything we've done, we haven't repented of and turned to Him and received forgiveness. The truth about where our hearts really are. I don't believe people that tell me they're personally opposed because of their faith, and then they turn around and become the standard bearers for the thing that's the opposite of their faith. That's a lie. That's deception. And you're doing it for other reasons. To get reelected, whatever it is. I don't know what it is. But it's somehow become acceptable. Let me tell you, it's not acceptable in the eyes of Jesus Christ. It's not. It's a lie. It's a deception. I mean, if you personally oppose it, just abstain from the vote. Anyway, I'm sorry. I got sidetracked. It's a really, really big issue. There's just one culture of death issue after another that's coming. And when we're in this place of vulnerability now, when people no longer understand the dignity of their life, even when they're aging, even when they're sick, and the meaning of human suffering, and the internal value that's there, the moment of opportunity of being able to share in the suffering of Christ and being united, uniting our suffering to His, and what that can do for our own lives, our own spiritual life, and the purification of our lives, and preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all compare, and how that grace can be shared for the goodness and the value of other people. We miss it all because our minds are in darkness. And what are we going to do? What the world always does. What do? In the face of intractable problems, I know what I'll do. I know what I'll do with an unwanted child in my moment of panic. The world is here. The world has the answer for me in my moment of panic. It doesn't help me be clear-headed. It doesn't patiently help me lead me through a deep understanding of what's really going on. It says, no, here, we'll solve the problem. Kill the baby. Plus, you know what? You don't want to have to carry a burden because that could put you behind and it could make you subservient to the culture, to men, to other people, and missing entirely the value, the eternal value of that child and God's plan, God's economy, God's purpose. It all goes out the window. It's happening now with euthanasia across Canada. We have Canadian listeners. This stuff doesn't happen, friends, without quote-unquote Catholic politicians aggressively using their influence to make it happen. Those are people who live with a darkened mind and they're yet to be converted. It's true. Disciples of Jesus Christ do not use their influence, their power, their energy, their imagination, and their talent and money to promote the culture of death. Doesn't happen. They're confused. Am I judging them? This is their clear behavior, their public decisions. God have mercy on you. God have mercy on all of us. Friends, we all have this short window of time. Life is short. It's a breath. It's a passing shadow. It's here today and it's gone tomorrow. That's what Scripture teaches us. That's what the church teaches us. And every decision we make is important. And it's moving us in one direction or another. And it's serious. The saints were so clear in calling us and exhorting us to value every moment. And here I want to just end this week's program and talking about being chosen. Here's the mind of an apostle, St. Paul, from Colossians now, a totally different letter than any that I've talked about this week. Chapter 2 and 3. Here's chapter 2, verse 6. And therefore, as therefore you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so now live in him. Be rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding now in thanksgiving. Verse 3, chapter 3. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on the things that are of earth. For you have died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. How about that? What does it mean we died? In baptism, we died. In baptism, the old man in us is put to death. And we're raised in the new man, in the person of Jesus Christ. He says, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also shall appear with him in glory. Therefore, verse 5, put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you, immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. This is the same apostle who's proclaiming the fact we're chosen and the mercy of God and the grace of God. It's saying we have to align ourselves because we've been given life in the Holy Spirit. Now remember, we've been set apart to be holy, to live a different way of life, to walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. So he said, on account of these things, the wrath of God is coming. In these you once walked when you lived in them, but now put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his practices and have put on the new man, who's being renewed in the knowledge and the image of the Creator. Here there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcised, uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but in Christ all are one. But Christ is all and in all. Therefore, put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion and kindness and lowliness and meekness, patience, forbearing with one another. If one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And over all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word and deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. In everything you do, not just what you do in church, whatever you do, in word and deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Friends, that's the purpose. That's why we're alive. And by God's grace, may we all do it to his glory. Have a wonderful weekend.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.